Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I would happen to be JR. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're good. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. If you listen to Monday Night Football, congratulations. If you watched it, congratulations. You heard a crap offensive game. I'm sorry. But somehow, someway, the Raiders, who can't score more than, like, I don't know, 20 points to save their lives, the Raiders still beat Green Bay tonight. The final score, 17-13. The Raiders improve their record to 2-3. Green Bay falls to 2-3. Jordan Love throws 3 interceptions. And man, they are lost with no Aaron Jones. And the Raiders, they get their first victory against the Packers since 1987. That was 8 straight consecutive losses. And as I told you, both teams pretty pathetic on the offense. The Raiders only 279 yards of offense to the Packers with 285. And ultimately, it came down to turning the damn ball over. Jordan Love, he looked like a dude who's still getting acclimated to life in the NFL. 3 interceptions, 2 of them go to Robert Spillane, and he had another big one at the end of the game as he was trying to rally and put up a score, and that interception pretty much sealed the deal. We're going to hear some of the key plays of the game momentarily. Also, for all my baseball fans out there, the Atlanta Braves, one hell of a comeback a few hours ago in Atlanta, or should I say Cobb County, against those Phillies. They beat them 5-4. This was the largest comeback. It tied for the largest comeback in postseason history for the Braves. They came back down from 4 runs, okay? And this was looking real ugly for the Braves. They were being no-hit into the 6th inning by Zach Wheeler. Ronald Acuna ended up walking. He's on first. Ozzie Albies ended up hitting a single to right, getting the ball back into the infield. Trey Turner couldn't handle it. He bobbled the ball. Acuna's able to score. And then the score is 4-1. No big deal, right? And then Travis d'Arnaud comes through in the 7th inning against Zach Wheeler. They left him in the game. He hits a 2-run home run. Philly still leads 4-3. But then Austin Riley came through in the bottom of the 8th. And if you didn't notice, the Braves hit a lot of home runs. Austin Riley hit an important one in the 8th. This is courtesy of the Braves Radio Network. Listen to this.
Cast his eyes on the right-hander Hoffman, who comes set right at the belt. 3-2 pitch. And he hits a high fly ball, deep left field, back to the wall, and it's gone! Austin Riley hitting him where it hurts, and the Braves take the lead in the 8th.
That was ultimately the final score. The Braves beat the Phillies 5-4. Michael Harris had an amazing catch and throw to the infield to get rid of Bryce Harper, have him tagged out, and the Braves win 5-4. So instead of being in an 0-2 hole, they're 1-1. They play the Phillies again on Wednesday in Philadelphia, and it was a hell of a game. If you've missed it, go ahead and check out the highlights if and when you should have time. We have one other matchup going on right now. The Braves are trying, or excuse me, the Dodgers are trying to avoid an 0-2 hole. Arizona leads 4-2. It's the top of the ninth inning. And let's see if Arizona can surprise everybody and take a commanding 2-0 lead here in the division series. I've been hanging out with you for the past 2 hours. We've talked about a lot. We discussed the games over the weekend on both the college and the professional side. The 49ers smacking around those Cowboys. We talked about the Eagles. We talked about the Lions. The Jets beating Denver. We talked about how pathetic the Patriots look. And then we're going to talk about some of these injuries, too. A lot of injuries. Matt Milano goes down for the Buffalo Bills in London. Justin Jefferson dealing with a hamstring. Awful news for the Vikings. And now this week is over because the Packers and the Raiders, they gave us a game. I can't even say they gave us a game worth watching. They just gave us a game. 17-13 is the final score. Name here, Jordan Love. 3 INTs. 2 of them to Robert Spillane. The last one, Robertson. And that was all she wrote. A matter of fact, let's walk through some of the offense that we heard or witnessed tonight. They got started. How about a touchdown? This is Jimmy Garoppolo back from a concussion. A 9-yard touchdown pass to Jacoby Myers in the second. This put the Raiders up 7-3.
This is about to be the 14th play of the drive.
Yes, isn't it beautiful?
Second and 6 on the Packers 9. Jacobs motions out of the backfield, slot right. Empty set for Garoppolo. Shotgun snap. Quick throw. Over the middle. It's caught. Touchdown, Myers. A quick slant to Jacoby. And he leaned across the goal line. Touchdown, Raiders. On a beautiful drive to go up 6-3 here in the second quarter.
Thank you, Raiders Radio Network. Let's hear another one. This was a 2-yard touchdown rush by Josh Jacobs. This was their only other touchdown. It put him up 17-13 in the fourth quarter. Listen.
Garoppolo is under center in I formation. Snap. Handoff. Jacobs dances. Forward. Forward. Touchdown, Raiders. Jacobs had to dance in the pocket, but he got the motion going forward and enough engine to get in the end zone. And the Raiders, on the first play of the fourth, take a 16-13 lead.
And then it's the Raiders, right? I'm saying to myself, they lead 17-13 here in the fourth quarter. The Raiders somehow, someway are going to choke away this victory, right? They made it interesting. They had an opportunity to extend the lead to 20-13. They're sitting at about the 2-minute warning here. And so Daniel Carlson goes out to the field. It's 4th and 2. He's going to attempt a 52-yard field goal to give them some insurance. And so this is the Raiders, so what do you think happens? I want you to take a listen to this call from the Packers radio network.
Here's the snap placement. The kick to the uprights. And it is off the right upright. No good. No good. Off the right upright. Carlson had the distance. It hit the right upright and bounded away. And on the doink, with 1:56 to go, the Packers get it back.
It's the most Raiders thing ever, right? Like, oh yeah, we kick a field goal and then we good. 20-13, we're good. And so now Green Bay gets the ball back. And now we see what Jordan Love is made of. Are you going to march down the field for a game-winning drive? It's 17-13. No field goals. You have to get the touchdown. Except for Jordan Love, he went down the field. And he didn't throw a touchdown. He did throw it into the end zone to the wrong guy. This is his third interception. Let's listen to this from the Raiders radio network.
Taylor to the right of Love. Two receivers each way. Shotgun snap. Three-step drop. Eyeing the middle. Pressure up the middle. Love out of the pocket. Throws downfield for the end zone. Intercepted! Amik Robertson in the back corner. Picks it off in front of Watson. And the Raiders defense just seals the victory here in Vegas.
Yeah. Not good. The Green Bay Packers fall to 2-3. The Raiders, they improve their record to 2-3. And at least for the Raiders here, their next opponent, they've only scored 3 points over the past 2 weeks. They're pathetic. The Raiders' next opponent, the New England Patriots. Let's see what Josh McDaniels versus Bill Belichick. Can't wait to see what that game looks like. Now, I'm lying. I just, not really, not too much. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, Jordan Love, he just spoke to the media, and he was asked about his interceptions, specifically that last INT in the end zone. This is what Jordan Love had to say about the turnover.
Yeah, that play, once I kind of stepped up in the pocket, I just kind of saw Christian. I felt like he had the DB beat by a little bit. Thought we could make a play to go win it right there in the end zone. Kind of just underthrew it, didn't get enough on it, didn't get it out there enough. The DB made a good play.
Yeah, he did. Jordan Love still getting acclimated to life here in the NFL. Lucky for them, their next game after a bye is going to be against the Denver Broncos, an equally pathetic team. So let's see what Green Bay can do there. Meanwhile, back with these Raiders, Josh McDaniels forcing Jordan Love into all these interceptions. Josh McDaniels said, man, I love our defense. They held it down. Take a listen.
Or consistency, Max does it every day with his effort, his work, how much he cares about every little detail relative to, the football team, his teammates, his body, practice. And then he gives it everything he has every single time he's out there. So, and never comes off the field, as you know. So, tremendous leadership from, I thought we had tremendous leadership from our captains all week long. JJ was tremendous. Epps was great. Spillane with, two big plays today in interceptions. And then Max just creating problems, tackles for loss, sacks, pressures, all game. So not only did they do it with their work during the week, but I thought they did it, on the field tonight, which was really important.
Yeah, congratulations to the Raiders. 17-13 over the Green Bay Packers. 855-212-4CBS. James, he's calling from L.A. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, James?
What up, JR? Hey, you and Shep are the best, man. You know that. Hey, shout out to my Raiders. We're not going to win a Super Bowl and done anytime soon, but just for some decency and with self-respect, man. We got the 2-3 record. We beat Denver. Buffalo blew us out. But the other games we was in the Pittsburgh game. We was in the Charger game. And, we made some mistakes on the goal lines in those games. But, it was a competitive game, and this one we held on and did it. And like you said, I thought they was going to blow it, but, the defense did what they're supposed to do. Crosby is our leader on defense, man, and, he leads the way. We got a decent record. I'm hoping we can come in second in the AFC West. Overtake the Chargers, We're not going to mess with Kansas City.
But what is that? I understand why. Yeah, of course you want to win every game, and that would mean something in the standings. But what is that, a moral victory that you're hanging out with the Chargers? What is that about?
Can we get a wild card, man? I mean, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Because the Raiders always, they're like the Giants. If they have a hard time getting in. But once they get in, they do damage. Eli did 2 Super Bowls like that. So The Raiders, their last one back in 1980, they were wild cards and they did that. So we have a tendency to, we never make the playoffs, but if we do get in there, we're going to cause havoc. Now, are they going to do that this year? Are they going to do that this year? Probably not. Probably not.
Oh, come on. Exactly.
Yeah,
when you say, I need you to put a number on it. When you say probably not, We talking about, and that's if they even make the postseason. What are you saying? 80% that they don't do nothing? 85%?
Depends on who they play.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? If we get a Tennessee Titan team or somebody like that, that we can, I think we can be competitive with. Now, we some of these teams, we're not going to mess with. We're not going to mess with the Chiefs. Jacksonville scares the hell out of me, so I don't even want to see them.
They're up and down team. They want everybody to play them in London. That's what they want.
Yeah, that's my sleeper pick right there. Buffalo owns us, so I don't want to see them either. Yeah. This could be rebuilding year, man. Let's see what we're going to do for this year. But, you know, I'm glad with the victory. It was a nice, you know, thing. UCLA Bruins got the victory against Washington State.
Yeah.
We're going to Oregon State this week. Let's see what we're going to do. Lakers won tonight. So, I'm pumped up, man. The Dodgers are trying to bring me down, but,
three out of four ain't bad. I was done when you told me about the Lakers preseason win, James, okay? Let's talk soon,
Lakers
all right?
Fans, baby.
Okay, all right, bye-bye. Come on now. Is that where we got to find optimism, too? We got to find optimism in a Lakers preseason game? Is that it? Hey, Shep, you keeping up? I mean, I'll look, but I mean, the preseason?
Yeah, like, it's worse than the NFL preseason, so.
You said it's worse?
Yes.
How? Why?
Well, that's the point. The NFL preseason is so bad, I take the NBA preseason even less seriously. Because JR, I mean.
Victor Wembanyama played today.
No, I'm watching highlights. I mean, as we speak, I'm sure you have it live, and Chet Holmgren doing the fake-ass muscle flex.
Muscles.
Right. But exactly. But to me, JR, like, it's the same thing of the NFL. The name of the game, aside from getting these star guys out, especially the younger players for 10, 15 minutes at a time, is just to see what you have in terms of your second and third string guys. So it's a feel-out, test-out kind of game where you're not getting your money's worth. And it's no determination whatsoever on what's going to actually transpire when it comes to the regular season. And if they're load managing in the regular season, JR, I mean, they're managing a lot more in the preseason, which tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, I did see Victor Wembanyama. The man was standing at like the three-point line, reached into the paint and stole the ball.
Right.
He got these go-go gadget arms. He's a freak, man.
JR, what he is going to be from day one, and you've said it many times, he's going to be one of the greatest rim protectors in the history of the sport. Just with his dexterity and his IQ alone, he's going to be blocking 3-4 blocks per game by age 20. The question is going to remain with him, how strong can he be in the interior? Because he's not going to be a great jump shooter, no matter what. It's just not there for him. Can he be a mid-range guy, JR? That's going to make the difference in him being a first ballot Hall of Famer to being a flame out as the number one overall pick.
He can
pick.
Shoot. He's going to go through his ups and downs. I feel good.
Define he can shoot.
I mean, if he's standing in the mid-range, he's bigger than everybody. He's going to be able to pick and pop.
Oof. JR, you have a lot of faith in this guy for a guy that was bricking 15 shots in a row when he was filmed shooting wide open.
No, man, that's a one-off. He can shoot, man. He was shooting out in Europe. I think Victor Wembanyama, he'll be perfectly fine. I'm not sweating him. I don't know. He's going to move in transition. He ain't going to be standing around. Based on his size, athleticism, and intelligence, he's going to get shots. It's going to be a learning experience for him. It's like what's that tall-ass animal called, a giraffe?
Yes.
He's like a baby giraffe, man. He's going to handle business. He just got to learn how to utilize his body. He'll be cool. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Let's get in Larry from Cleveland. And then on the other side of the break, we will hear from Packers coach Matt LaFleur. Larry, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, JR? How you doing?
It's going good. What's on your mind?
The young man from the Packers, Jordan Love, the quarterback, I think the weapons, man, he's missing. Back, I think what Lazard they had there, Devontae Adams, and Scantlin, too. I think.
veteran superstars? Yeah.
And the kids are going through some rough times, man. But It's going to be rough for him, but I just said right now he's got to go with progressions, and they got to be patient with him, I guess, right now.
Wow. Yeah, well, and I think they have been. This is just a real learning experience for Jordan Love. What can I say? He hasn't played. And for Packers fans, what else? What can you say? Like, you just got to grin and bear it. You going from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, give this guy some time. He's going to have the whole year to be evaluated. And let's be real. Where are the Packers going this year? Where are they going? Nowhere. I could tell you who's going to win the NFC North is going to be the Lions. It's just a fact. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Matter. Speaking of those Lions, I could give you another reason why the Minnesota Vikings aren't even going to be in contention. It's because one of their star players, their biggest, their best player, is hurt. We got a lot of injuries in the league. I'm going to tell you about Justin Jefferson, Richardson, Milano. I'm going to get to your calls. We hear from Matt LaFleur. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, check this out, man. This is my first time getting through to you, but I've been listening to you all the time, and boy, you keep it on the 100.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
What the hell are the Dodgers doing? It's official. Arizona beats them tonight. The Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers. 4-2. The Diamondbacks have now taken a 2-0 series lead here against the Dodgers. If you saw the game on Saturday or you saw the score, man, it was a beatdown. They beat them 11-2. And tonight, the Dodgers only scored two runs. Arizona beats them 4-2. And they are one victory away from going to the National League Championship Series. Wow. So Atlanta ties up with Philly today. Atlanta wins in a comeback of 5-4. And Arizona, they beat the Dodgers tonight 4-2-2. Let's see if the Dodgers got it in them to come back in this series. They got to win three consecutive games. And if they don't even win one, they just go home. It's simple as that. 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, I told you, we have the Raiders who beat Green Bay 17-13. So many sports, I'm mixing them up. And so Las Vegas is 2-3, Green Bay is 2-3, and every week that goes by, it becomes even more apparent that the Lions are running the NFC North. There's no competition. And one reason why I think that they even have more of a leg up, if you had no idea, Justin Jefferson went down with a hamstring issue. And so the biggest, most important player for the Minnesota Vikings, this man was looking for 2,000 yards in the air. That ain't going to happen if he got to go out there and miss time. Kevin O'Connell is walking over to him, during the Chiefs game and kind of telling him, man, we got your back. And it's not good. He's going to miss some time. And yesterday, his head coach, Kevin O'Connell, he said, look, Justin Jefferson is going to be gone, and we ain't rushing him.
I think there'll probably be a couple different opinions on it, but we got to get, the MRI of it and take a look and find out exactly what it is, where it is, if there's any other factors that go into it and determine what the best decision for him to get him back to, 100% as fast as possible. But, he's down today. He obviously is one of the most, ultra competitors I've ever met. He's trying to go back in the game as it was yesterday. So we're going to have to medically make a good decision and help, kind of almost protect him from himself a little bit in a way where we got to take care of him and get him back to 100%.
Yeah, man. There goes your 2,000-yard season. I was really looking forward to seeing what he was going to do for the whole year. And not the only dude that goes down. Matt Milano from the Buffalo Bills, he went down with a leg injury. It looks like he's having surgery. They go out to London to get hurt and come home and need surgery. Absolutely stinks. This too, man, Anthony Richardson. You going to stay healthy? The answer is probably no. He sprained his shoulder in an AC joint. He's going to be out indefinitely. He's getting a second opinion on his shoulder. And even though he went down, the Indianapolis Colts, they beat Tennessee 23-16. It is just ugly. And then you got Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, a human pinata again against the Miami Dolphins. We saw him get rocked against Seattle. And then he plays Miami. There was no way in hell the New York Giants were going to keep up with Miami and their offense. The Dolphins beat them 31-16. The New York Giants, another pathetic team right now, they have a record of 1-4. Daniel Jones knocked out in the fourth with a neck injury. And he said it was similar to one he had a few years ago. And so, not good at all. But Brian Daboll did say Daniel Jones was feeling better on Monday. Looks like he'll be ready for the next game. Maybe.
Just haven't talked to him. He said he feels probably better than maybe he thought he would feel. So let's, I'm going to just hold off until I, get an update and go through that. But optimistic after talking to him.
Optimistic. How many more times is dude going to get hit? And I know Saquon Barkley will certainly help him out on offense, at least be somebody you have to divert your attention to. But Daniel Jones just, he looks lost. I don't even think Saquon Barkley coming back is going to help him do a damn thing. It's just, it's sad. It really is. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Oz is calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Oz.
Hey, man, how you doing, brother?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to know, man. Dolphin been playing quite a good. Not, I'm saying they okay, but I want to know if they going to go far in the playoff this year, man. I want to know how far they might go this year in the playoff.
I think they might make the championship game. It's tough to say. I don't think. If I got to think about teams that, quote-unquote, have to get in line, Miami has to get in line behind and maybe right along with the Ravens or the Bills. I mean, they're all in that same space being like a rung below Kansas City. In Kansas City, I mean, throughout the entire season, I mean, Mahomes is spreading the ball around, but he don't necessarily have the same type home run. So Miami has a lot to prove to, A, do it in the postseason. And, I mean, after that, man, I guess they're going to have to sling the rock around. How are they going to do when it gets freezing cold outside? We will find out.
Yeah, you're right, man. That Buffalo game they had this past week, a couple of weeks ago, caught my attention. But after that, I just think they need to get a little bit tough. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that's been said for Miami for a long time, Oz. How are they going to perform when they have to go out onto the road or play anywhere where it's freezing? They're going to probably get in via wild card. They got to battle with the Buffalo Bills to go ahead and win the division outright. But it's going to be a trek, man. Miami is fun. I think they're going to destroy people all regular season long. How does that transition into the postseason? That's something we'll have to see. 855-212-4CBS. Paul is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Paul?
Hey, JR. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. I just wanted to talk about Belichick.
Sure.
I think it's pretty clear to me that it was Brady, not Belichick. And Brady has won it with and without Belichick. And what makes me think that even further is look at Belichick's coaching tree. It's awful. Saw one of them tonight with McDaniels, but it's just terrible. I think Andy Reid's a better head coach than him. I think in their era, in my opinion, Andy Reid is a better head coach.
Okay. Well, that's debatable. Now, having said that, what do you think about Bill Belichick? What is he, chopped liver as a head coach? Forget Tom Brady. Well, what do you think about him then?
I think the game has kind of passed him by. I think he has not developed any person. So he's a one-man show. Right? I mean, look at what his coaching tree is. It's terrible. It's awful.
Look, man, we can look at coaching trees in the NFL, and I don't think that's all that indicative of what the quote-unquote dude at the top of the tree stands for. And I think Bill Belichick, and thank you, Paul, for calling from North Carolina. I think Bill Belichick, to say that the game has passed him by, the man could probably sit down and write you everything in the rule book. He could probably write the rule book from scratch. What I don't think Bill Belichick has right now is talent to work with. If you want to talk about him as a talent evaluator and who he's drafted and who's worked and who hasn't worked, I think you are well within your right. Is he too into himself of special teams and kickers and long snappers? Yeah. But I think if Bill Belichick had the personnel to go out there and air the ball up, I think he'd do it. But please, are we going to crap on this guy forever? Is this all Tom Brady? Bill Belichick needs to give all his rings back to Tom Brady. Even the ones from the New York Giants, hand them over to Tom Brady. Like, man, we got to give that dude some more credit, please.
That's a quick question.
Yes.
If there was another head coach in the NFL, he had 11 seasons under his belt. One of those seasons, he won a single playoff game. You think they'd be coaching a lot longer?
What are you asking me?
If an NFL coach in an 11-year career only had one season where they just won one playoff game, that's it. He has one playoff game on his resume in 11 seasons. Would they be coaching longer than 11 years, or would they have been shown the door long before they even got to year 11?
Well, we know the answer for that.
Yes.
But the fact is, it's all the success that he has had. And you of course, everybody knows Tom Brady contributed to the success because he was the most important player. He was the best player. I can take that formula and slap it to some of the most successful head coaches that sports has ever seen. You don't win anything as a coach unless you have talent. And of course, a lot of what Bill Belichick has, from his contract to being able to be here now to not being fired next week, it's because of his success. But he's not just riding shotgun, man. You know, it's not fair. We know, if he only won one out of 10, 11 seasons, he would be. Well, that's not the reality of the situation.
Right. JR, you've been following football a long time. Let me ask you an honest question. If Mo Lewis, if that hit does not happen, is Bill Belichick even a remotely successful NFL head coach? Because he was 5-13 with Drew Bledsoe. And we all remember watching Drew Bledsoe. When Drew Bledsoe was one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL, he couldn't even win with Drew Bledsoe.
Well, Drew Bledsoe was turning things around at that point. That year 2000 was real interesting. Do I think he would have had the same success? I ain't got no crystal ball. It's hard to say that he would. The answer is probably hell no. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean that Bill Belichick would not have had success. Bill Belichick started burning bridges right away in Cleveland when he told, hey, Bernie Kosar, man, you can go ahead and get the boot, all right? He is an accomplished coach. I don't think you wake up on the precipice of 300 wins just because you, quote-unquote, just had Tom Brady or he dragged you there. People tend to ignore and forget. There's a whole hell of a lot more that goes into coaching a football team than just waking up and handing the ball to the quarterback and saying, go. You have to manage the building. You have to manage the personalities. You have to set the structure. You have to help set the practice. There's so much more than just, hey, I got me a quarterback. Man, you do this. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of a coach, we're going to hear from Matt LaFleur on the other side. This man, well, he lost tonight. So I guess in that regard, he's a little like Belichick. We'll also hear from a winner, Jimmy Garoppolo. He spoke after his win on Monday Night Football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get to your calls as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller but a long-time listener, so first and foremost, I want to say I love your show. I enjoy it. It helps me get home at night when I'm taking a late shift at my job.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thank you for taking the time to listen. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight, Monday Night Football, the Raiders beat Green Bay 17-13. Jordan Love throws three INTs and an interception at the end of the game that they were trying to at least take the lead, win the game. Nope. Intercepted in the end zone. That was pretty much all she wrote for Green Bay. They fall to 2-3. Jordan Love needs some help. No Aaron Jones out there as a safety valve or an escape hatch. And he's looking like a young quarterback. And he's trying to grow into everything that he does. His head coach, Matt LaFleur, he spoke after the loss. And this is what he had to say.
Credit to the Raiders. They did enough to win. I think anytime when you have three turnovers, it's tough to overcome that. And we got to do a better job, I think. A couple of those plays, the one bang-bang play where Jordan tried to throw the ball to Christian. It's just one of those plays that happens, and then he was trying to give him a chance at the end of the game there. So I was proud of the effort, though. Our guys battled. There's no question about that. There is no quit in this team. They are going to continue to fight. I think we got to do a better job in terms of just being more consistent and try to find out what's working for us and really lean into that and build upon that.
Yeah, not pretty for the Packers. Even in defeat, they had more yards than Las Vegas. 285 yards of offense for Green Bay, 279 yards of offense for the Raiders. The difference is Jimmy Garoppolo did not throw three interceptions. He only had one. Sorry. Anyway, Jimmy Garoppolo, he did win, and he spoke after the victory. Take a listen to Jimmy G.
It was a total team effort tonight, and we knew it was going to be like that. It's just one of those things. We got to use this momentum now to our advantage, you know, try to get stacking these wins. But, yeah, this was a big one tonight. You know, Green Bay coming in, fans traveled well, so you know, it was a good environment out there.
Yeah, Denver's next for them, and then they also have the Bears. So, yeah, maybe they could do something. 855-212-4CBS. And when I say something, I mean, like, win those two games. Nothing in the long term. Sorry. Steve is here from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Steve?
Hey, JR. Great show as always. I was going to say that was a really great play that Amik Robertson made at the end of the, in the corner of the end zone. How he got it off his shoulder pad. It kind of reminded me of the Super Bowl where, what was his name? The guy for the Giants got that off of his helmet against
David Tyree.
Tyree, yeah. Yep, exactly. But, you know, this is a great win for the Raiders. I know it was a horrible game and everything, but being a Raider fan, I know you all think we probably live in the past and saying, you know, Kenny Stabler and all that. But when I was growing up in Houston, we only got the Raiders on like twice a year, and they were great. When Stabler, his record when he was a quarterback was 9-1-1. I know, you know, we're nowhere near that and everything. And I just want to get your thoughts about McDaniels. What do you think about him as a coach? I've got my own opinion, but I just want to hear what you have to say about him and Ziegler.
I think he is. How can I say this in the most polite way possible. I don't want to call it. It's not nepotism, obviously, because he ain't Belichick's kid. But he comes across to me as arrogant and an know-it-all for a guy who hasn't won anything outside of Belichick. So I think the Raiders in the whole, I look at Mark Davis. This is someone who just last week was yelling at a fan on the concourse who wanted to yell at him. This is a Mark Davis who wants to hire Gruden and Mayock off of television. I'm not all that confident that in anything that he does, and that's including McDaniels. He looked at looked at Belichick and looked at this guy and said, ah, well, this should work. And I'm not a fan of that, man.
Of McDaniels or
McDaniels.
Okay, I know. I feel the same way about him. Did you say Mark Davis yelled at a fan at the concourse? Is that what you were saying?
Yes. Last game, a fan walked by on the concourse and wanted to yell at him to go ahead and fire him, and then Mark Davis wanted to yell back at the fan, yes.
Well, he doesn't want to admit that he is wrong. He's always been that way. That's just the way he's wired and everything. Well, and we all know how that is.
Well, we also know how he got the team.
Right. He got it from his father.
There you go.
What's going to be interesting, one last thing. What happens is what I've heard, and you probably heard the same thing. There's going to be a time when his mother passes away, and he might end up the inheritance tax is going to be so high he's going to be after forced to sell his share of the team. You probably heard that as well, haven't you?
Man, Mark? But I'm not – I don't want to drive in anybody's parents having to die, man.
I'll leave that one alone. We're just talking about the balance of the team is going to completely change here in the next couple of years.
Can his family stay alive before we think about them dying and him paying taxes?
No, I know, but I'm just telling you, this is the reality of it. He's not going to be in about 3 or 4 years. He's probably not going to even have
I can look across the NFL. I mean, I could say the same thing about the Saints. I mean, I can go up and down. What I don't necessarily want to do is bury, 80 and 90-year-old billionaires and think about the future. I mean, we have teams in flux right now. We can go ask people out in Portland and Seattle after the passing of Paul Allen as to what are the next steps. So that is a whole wide open box. I think we can accept that the Raiders stink and the owner owns the team because of his dad. And let's see what happens. There's a lot to uncover there, Steve. So that's a tricky one, okay?
And you know I'm a big fan of Carol Davis and everything because I don't want to see. So I know what you mean about not.
I understand, Steve.
But my last.
Oh no, Steve! You said one last one. I gotta keep it moving, Steve. I gotta hit the break.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Chef, he didn't get it, did he? I'm like, Steve.
No.
Steve, I gotta go.
He didn't get it.
He didn't get it. Now I got to hit the break. I mean, I could really sit here and talk about a lot of teams if so-and-so dies over the next 3 years. But, man, I don't want to do that. I do not want to do that. Can we be alive? I'm alive over here. Let's try to stay alive. Sheesh. I'm not trying to bury nobody's parents. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. To get some more of your calls, talk more football, talk more baseball. CBS Sports Radio. I'm staying alive. Expect me to live. Don't go nowhere.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus doorbusters. Get up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.